time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 25. Tonight, clear with a low of 8. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Fairfield Memorial Hospital has announced that a groundbreaking ceremony for its expansion project has been scheduled for next Wednesday, November 20th, at 10 o'clock a.m. on the hospital's front lawn. The public is invited to attend the ceremony as FMH celebrates its future expansion. A reception will follow, and refreshments will be provided by the FMH Nutritional Services Department. On behalf of the FMH Board of Directors, Foundation, and Administration, FMH CEO Catherine Bunting Williams would like to thank the community for its continued support. She said the hospital and its staff are proud to be a part of the community, and she hopes the public joins the hospital in the beginnings of its expansion. Anyone seeking more information on the groundbreaking ceremony should contact FMH Executive Assistant Mary Knight at 847-8243. More news next.
The Christmas season will soon be here, and Frontier Community College is offering several workshops to get you in the Christmas spirit. Looking for new Christmas decorations or gift ideas? Then sign up for our one-day Christmas tree skirt, barn quilt painting, or bath bomb workshops. You can also impress friends and family this season with our pie making and Christmas cupcake classes. Grab a friend and register today. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, Wayne County Highway Department engineer Dennis Seidel said this morning that county highways were still icy, though sunny conditions should help.
Temperature, if it doesn't get above freezing today, it hurts a little bit. But sunshine will help if the sun comes out and will shine most of the day. That will assist us a little bit in getting some of the snow and ice off the road.
Slick conditions have already forced several school closings in the area. All four colleges in the IECC are closed today, including Frontier Community College, and all classes have been canceled. Several businesses have announced closings and postponements as well. The Clothesline, Compassion Pregnancy Center, Safe Haven Bible Center, Feed My Sheep Soup Kitchen, and Mama Bear's Four Seasons Crafts and More in Fairfield are closed today, as is Farmers Packing in Albion. The Wayne and Edwards County Senior Citizens Centers are closed today as well, and the flu shot clinic at the Grayville Senior Center has been postponed to next Tuesday. Tonight's Tops Club meeting has been canceled, and classes at Studio H Dance Tumble Cheer have also been canceled. The Wayne White Electric Enfield office is closed today as well, though the Fairfield office does remain open. FMH's A Matter of Balance graduate exercise, scheduled for Thursday, has been canceled, as have several sporting events. A full listing of today's area closings and cancellations can be found on WFIWradio.com. Several members of the Wayne County Sheriff's Office graduated from various programs last week. Bobby Warren graduated from the Southwestern Illinois College Police Academy and has joined the department as a county deputy. Deputy Warren had previously served as a correctional officer at the Wayne County Jail. Dylan Massey and Sean Riley also graduated last week from the St. Clair County Correctional Officer Academy. The two had been working at the jail as well and graduated as Wayne County correctional officers. The Community of Christ Church in Fairfield will host an American Red Cross blood drive tomorrow. The drive will run from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the church's Family Life Center. Anyone looking to schedule an appointment should contact Diane Vaughn at 838-9873. People may also go online to redcrossblood.org and enter sponsor keywords Community of Christ Fairfield. The McLeansboro City Council will meet tonight at 6 at the McLeansboro City Hall. The council reportedly plans to discuss and possibly act on recommendations from the electrical engineering firm BHMG regarding the proposed McLeansboro-Fairfield interconnect, as well as light plant maintenance. Action is also possible on granting authorization to Southeastern Illinois Regional Planning and Development to apply for and administer the Illinois State Public Library Construction Grant Program for a $35,000 grant. The Fairfield City Council will meet tonight at City Hall. Before the official meeting at 6, there will be a public hearing at 5:50. Mayor Brent McGuire has the details on the early hearing.
Basically, what we've done is we're amending the zoning ordinance to allow a special exception for short-term rental, which is 30 days or less, is how that's defined. It wouldn't apply to someone who's renting out a home on a monthly basis. Now, the thing is, so the public hearing is for us to hear people's concerns about that and or support for it. At 6 o'clock when we go into the meeting, we'll then actually decide whether or not we want to amend that ordinance. At that point, it would then be up to any person who wanted to have a short-term rental to then request that exception through the Zoning Board of Appeals.
The special exception is expected to be approved once the council's meeting gets underway. The second item of new business on its agenda deals with the Lakeside Reservoir restoration. Appearing on the Community Connection this morning, Mayor McGuire said early planning approval on the matter is possible.
I met with a couple representatives of HLR, which is an engineering firm, and Jay Fye, and we discussed, the possibility of partnering together, the city and the park district partnering together, to do some form of restoration of Lakeside. The park sees the recreational benefit. The city recognizes that as well, but also is interested in flood control.
In other business, aldermen are expected to approve a leachate agreement with Republic Services and authorize the sale of an old dump truck, airport truck, and arc welder. A discussion will also be held on the second council meeting in December. The council could decide not to meet, but Mayor McGuire says there is interest in holding the meeting, and it could be moved to Monday, December 23rd. Mayor McGuire also gave an update on the city's waterline upgrade project. He said work is still on track to finish early next year.
Still looking for February 2020 being done. So they're almost done with, putting in the actual water lines, doing the boring, putting them in, which is actually the easy part compared to the next part, which is, hooking up everything to the new water line. So that's a little bit more cumbersome in the work that has to be done, but that should be going before too long.
Work on the lines has hit a few roadblocks on occasion, notably with the discovery of a large fuel tank just east of the Wayne County Courthouse.
Every once in a while, there's a little snag. The maps that we have are not always the most accurate. The most recent one was over there by Joe's Body Shop. Work was kind of halted because we found an old fuel tank in the ground, about a 25 to 30 foot long fuel tank. So that we had to make sure that we got someone who was, licensed through the state to deal with that.
Mayor McGuire also noted that 3 mapping sessions have been completed, and the next is scheduled for this Thursday at 5:30 at the Elks. Only 2 sessions remain. The Wayne County Health Department will join with the American Cancer Society for the Great American Smokeout on November 21st. The Society says the event is an opportunity for smokers to commit to a healthy, smoke-free lifestyle. It also provides an opportunity for individuals, groups, businesses, healthcare providers, and others to encourage people to use the day to make a plan to quit. Anyone who is serious about quitting is encouraged to call the Illinois Tobacco Quit Line at 1-866-784-8937. People may also visit quityes.org for online support or to chat with a counselor. The American Cancer Society says more than 34 million Americans smoke cigarettes, and smoking remains the largest preventable cause of death and illness in the world. Roughly 480,000 deaths each year in the U.S., or one in five, are attributed to smoking, and more than 16 million Americans live with a smoking-related disease. The cigarette smoking rate has dropped from 42% in 1965 to 14% in 2017, but the society says gains have been inconsistent on a year-to-year basis. The Great American Smokeout has been hosted by the American Cancer Society for more than 40 years on the third Thursday in November. The trucking industry will be watching the final 3 days of the fall veto session closely. Specifically, they are hopeful for some cleanup language for the state's new recreational marijuana law, which goes into effect January 1st. Don Schaefer is with the Midwest Truckers Association.
More so that, how to protect the employer in terms of, you know, what rights do the employees have? What right does the employer have? Can they do random testing? Can they ban marijuana use? Can they, to what extent can they do that? And the big thing is that the employers are saying, hey, you know, what a guy does in his own time is fine, but the minute he comes up and works for me, drives a forklift, drives a tractor, these types of things, then he's under my control and I can call the shots. So, you know, the employer's worried about the liability that they may sustain because maybe someone comes to work high, you know, he smokes marijuana or something before he comes in. The employer's stuck if the employee decides to drive his forklift and who knows what or wrecks a piece of equipment, hurts himself using, you know, power tools or something like that. You know, the way the Illinois law is that, hey, this all falls on the employer, which to an extent is not fair. So what right does the employer have? And what can they subject their employees to?
The fall veto session continues today, and it also includes committee hearings on a variety of issues, such as ethics reform, the minimum wage, and taxes. That's the news. Area deaths next.
It's all about quality and convenience at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics. Beginning the third weekend in July, the McLeansboro Family Clinic will offer fast treatment for minor injuries and illnesses on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Not only will you be able to walk in for quick care, providers with over 50 years of combined experience will see you. Check out hmhospital.org for Carmi and McLeansboro weekend urgent care hours. It really is all about you at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics.
When your fields need weed protection, you can rely on the Lion. With up to 6 weeks of residual control of Palmer Amaranth, water hemp, and more tough broadleaf weeds, you can depend on Valor EZ Herbicide by Valent USA to provide a clean pre-emergence foundation. No matter what trait system you use, you'll get excellent rotational flexibility in your fields with control you can rely on. For easy mixing and loading, optimum coverage, and proven residual weed control, the choice is easy. Valor EZ. Always read and follow label instructions.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 19. We did receive 3 inches of snow here at the WFINW studios east of Fairfield. That was due to the snow and ice that we received yesterday. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 27,732, up 41. The NASDAQ is at 8,496, up 32. December crude oil is at $56.92. That is up 6 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 80-year-old McLeansboro resident Mary Ruth Parr died at 10:51 p.m. on Sunday at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. She was a homemaker. Mary Parr is survived by her daughter, Kathy Hoover, and sons James and Stephen Parr, all of McLeansboro. Brothers John Biggerstaff of Woodlawn, Lowell Biggerstaff of McLeansboro, and Dale Biggerstaff of Dale. Sisters Florine Dutton of Mount Vernon, Alice McKinney of Sandwich, and Nona Beckham of Mount Vernon, 3 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, and numerous nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Mary Parr will be held at noon on Friday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to service time. Burial will be in Mount Olivet Cemetery. Donations may be made to the family, and they will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of arrangements. 74-year-old Albion resident Donna L. Doty died at 10:40 a.m. on Saturday at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. She worked for Napmart in Albion for several years. Donna Doty is survived by her husband, Van, son James Schooley of Albion, brother Curtis Painter of Browns, and one nephew. A graveside service for Donna Doty will be held on Wednesday, tomorrow, at 1 o'clock p.m. at the Browns Cemetery. Friends and family should go directly to the cemetery. Memorials can be made to the Browns Cemetery, and they will be accepted at the cemetery or at Nails Funeral Home of Albion, which is in charge of arrangements. 75-year-old Grayville resident Norman L. Breedenkamp died on Sunday at his home. He was active in the Restore Ministry Group of the Gathering Church in Evansville, Indiana. Norman Breedenkamp is survived by brothers Russell and Dennis Breedenkamp, both of Grayville. A graveside service for Norman Breedenkamp will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Thursday at Oak Grove Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Memorials may be made to the Gathering Church and will be accepted at Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9. Fairfield area weather for today, sunny skies. We'll have a high today of 25. It'll be clear and cold tonight. We're expecting a low of 8, and then partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 35. I look for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, partly cloudy on Thursday, a high of 40 and low of 22. Sunny skies on Friday. Friday's high will be around 40 with a low of 22. And then partly cloudy on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 42 with a low around 20.